Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Well, while I was stuck in Philadelphia the other night, and they say I'd rather be in Philadelphia, not necessarily, not at that point, not when I was headed for State College, but I ran into a former Penn State football player who was a commissioned officer in the United States Air Force, just back from Germany and has served in Iraq and Afghanistan. His name is Vincent Catanzarit, and he had a lot of very interesting things to say about military operations and college football. Hi, Vince. How are you?
How you doing, sir? Good to talk to you.
Well, it's obvious that I've just met Vince because he calls me sir, and no one else does that. But that's part of the military, I guess. Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit about your situation, because you have had a couple of physical problems that are going to result in you leaving the Air Force. And you had a knee, and you had a hip, and you had some other things that are going to make you give up service. But you were very determined to serve your country when you left Penn State in 2007, correct?
I was, sir. It was actually a year earlier than that.
Okay.
But you know, I went to school. I played ball at a small school in Pittsburgh called Robert Morris.
Right.
I'm sure you've heard of it.
We know it from basketball.
Yes, sir. Yeah, they are a bigger basketball than football school. But hey, I tried to change it while I was there, but I guess I wasn't tough enough. But you know, I played there for a year. I blew out my knee. I attempted to play, you know, at Penn State. I wasn't strong enough, wasn't healthy enough. You know, I knew my place. Mm-hmm. I loved football. I loved the game. But I knew that, you know, my skills were better served somewhere else. And that happened to be in the U.S. military. So, you know, I got my degree. I finished up. I went to, the officer school in Colorado, and I guess the rest was history.
All right. Can you talk about the mindset that's necessary to be a college football player versus a member of the military? Now, you are an officer here, so you are more like a coach in some ways, but
right,
in terms
right.
of the discipline, the ability to follow instructions, and to work as a team.
Honestly, all my life, I was more of a coach than a player. Mm-hmm. I seem to be, you know, even whenever I played ball in high school in Western Pennsylvania, I was a coach on the field. And once I decided to, join the military, I realized that was a talent that I was going to take with me. And the difference, you know, being a ball player and being an officer are different.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to talk about being a ball player and being an enlisted service member,
mm-hmm.
who honestly, they deserve most of the credit because, you know, I'm giving orders, they're taking them, they're following them, they're not asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like more, you know, good ball players you see, they're more like the enlisted men in our armed forces.
Mm-hmm. What about your specific responsibilities? We know that you dealt with explosives there and trying to protect the troops. Can you talk about what that was like?
Well, I mean, basically, our guys, you know, I worked in a unit. It was explosive ordnance disposal. So basically, the way I normally explain it is when everybody's running away, here we are running towards the bomb. You know, I mean, IEDs. Unexploded ordnances that we find, which is the main firepower from insurgent attacks. You know, a lot, it's not, most of that isn't small arms fire. You're coming against, you know, guys who are trying to blow you up, get the cheap shot in, I guess you could say.
Right.
But being an officer, you know, I mean, I was so far down the scale. You know, there were so many guys on top of me giving me orders, but as far, you know, trying to get these guys to understand what they need to do to make civilians safe, along with our fellow, you know, our fellow countrymen,
mm-hmm.
you have to, it's tough to explain, honestly, but you just have to be on top of your game and make sure that you know, when you're given an instruction, you follow it, whether you're enlisted or an officer.
There's bravery for everyone who is serving the country, especially in a foreign theater. But in the situation where you are basically attacking the attack force and you are trying to protect people from the explosive devices, you say they run from them and you run toward them. What's the mindset that goes with that?
Honestly, when you get a call and they say that they found a device that could kill, you know, 50 to 100 civilian people, mm-hmm. you basically have to put your own, I won't say your instincts, because you need your instincts to be successful, but mm-hmm. you have to put your own, you know, what you care about, you have to set that aside for that time that you're performing your job. You have to say, listen, this isn't what about, you know, this isn't about what I want. This is about what is best for everybody. And, you know, there were days where you got home and I was laying in my rack and I'm saying, you know, I'm glad I have both my arms and all my fingers today because, you know, you're basically serving the greater good.
Right.
Whether that greater good is Iraqi and Afghanistani civilians or your fellow countrymen there serving your country. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's something you have to get conditioned to, definitely.
Vincent Catanzarit, former college football player at Robert Morris and Penn State, briefly, and a commissioned officer in the United States Air Force, just back from Germany, having served in Iraq and Afghanistan. Vince, I don't know if you saw the story today, but an Afghan border policeman killed six American servicemen during a training mission in a remote area near the Pakistani border. I imagine that this is not the first of these incidents that you have heard of or seen. Is this a winnable situation?
Honestly, if you want to ask my honest opinion, and now the fact that I'm still serving in the military, I can't tell you.
Right.
I can't get too far into it.
Right.
But as long as I won't say the fact, I know that there's going to be a point where we can trust the Afghani government.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, there's so much corruption there that it's honestly hard for me to have faith.
Yeah.
Now, once, you know, the plans that we have that our government has laid out, once that's actually taken into effect, maybe attacks like that can stop. But, I mean, can a person like me or like anybody stop someone who wants to, you know, I mean, if it's hard to stop a liar, honestly. You have to take faith somewhere.
Does the majority of the Afghan population look at America as a positive or a negative?
From what I've seen, I've only in my encounters with the Taliban have I seen negativity.
Okay.
Afghan people have been, I mean, they've welcomed us. A lot of them have welcomed us with open arms. In times that they haven't, it's just because they fear for their own lives.
Are they afraid of the Taliban too?
They are much more than we are because, I mean, as everyone knows, we play by the rules and mm-hmm. they have no rules.
Mm-hmm.
The Afghan people, honestly, I'm very impressed with the honor that they carry themselves with mm-hmm. and I would be happy to serve among them again.
Vincent Catanzarit, captain in the United States Air Force and former college football player at Robert Morris and Penn State, our guest. Vince, I'd be remiss if I did not ask you, after our discussion Friday night about Joe Paterno, you had the opportunity to play briefly for the winningest coach in Division I history, and we know what it must have been like to be around a legend like that, but now he is getting close to his 84th birthday. He will be 84 when he coaches a bowl game. How should Penn State handle that? There was a lot of grumbling Saturday at Beaver Stadium.
I'll tell you what. I've been a Penn State fan all my life, and I've seen what that man has done. Being from Italian-American descent, I have even another level of respect for Joe Paterno.
Mm-hmm.
And I love everything about him. I love the fact that he hasn't conformed to the way, you know, a lot of these college coaches are today and the mm-hmm. fact that he says what he believes
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't matter what anyone else says. He goes by it.
If he says he wants to coach until he's 90 and physically he's around that long, is that okay with you?
Honestly, it is. Because, you know, right now we know that, you know, Jopa plays a great part in our Penn State football tradition. But, you know, I mean, you know, we got our coordinators like Tom Bradley, you know, controlling the game. We've been successful. I mean, honestly, the run we've had since the Orange Bowl in 05, I can't complain. Right. I think Penn State football has been on the up and up, and I think that they've been playing well under Jopa, whether he's, you know, since he's been 45 or 85. It doesn't matter to me.
Well, Vince, the schedule's going to change a little bit here with the divisional alignment in the Big Ten.
Nebraska,
but the next time that Penn State comes to East Lansing, I want you to come to East Lansing as my guest.
Hey, you give me a call, I'll be there.
All right. Thanks so much. Right. We appreciate it. Thanks for your service to the country.
I'll keep in touch with you, sir, okay?
Sounds great. Vince Catanzarit, United States Air Force captain and former college football player at Penn State University.